Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Are you surprised to hear your name called that soon?
I wasn't really sure exactly where I was going to go. I was just kind of coming in, not really expecting to go anywhere really, and just kind of soaking it all in, and then to hear my name called was exciting.
How much did your year of the show with Saga contribute to you kind of rising?
It was great. The coach gave me a pretty big opportunity on the team, pretty big role. He helped me through it. He was always positive, always telling me stuff I need to improve on to get to the next level to get drafted. So it was great.
Describe the game for us.
I'm a power forward player, a two-way guy, a guy who likes to finish all his checks. A guy who's got pretty decent hands, can score. A guy who can kind of play any kind of role as the coach asks.
Have you spoken with the Ducks at all prior to?
Yeah, I talked to them at the combine, and I also talked to them the day before the draft started yesterday. So I wasn't really sure if they were going to take me or not, but I knew they had interest.
Did you go through last night wondering might you squeak out of the first round?
Not really. There's kind of rumblings of maybe I can slip in at late, and when I started seeing guys being taken that weren't really projected that high, I kind of thought maybe this is more realistic. But when my name wasn't called, I was it was okay. I mean, it's just another day, and either way, getting drafted was big.
What is your goal for next season as far as where you're going to be playing?
I expect to be back with my team, Mississauga. We're hosting the Mem Cup, so getting a chance to play in that, it's going to be great. It's going to be great for our team. It's going to be great for me as a player and a person, so I'm looking forward to it.
You know Cam Fowler at all?
I played with him at the Prospects game, so we kind of hung out a little bit there, so I know him, and I know Emerson Yeun as well, so I'm glad going to a team where I know I'm pretty familiar with the draft picks.
Talk about the emotion when you finally heard your name. I mean, obviously coming to the day hoping to hear it at some point, but
how was it? It was kind of, it was a different feeling. I wasn't really sure. I was really happy, obviously, all these emotions coming, happy, excited, a little bit still nervous, but I mean, there's nothing like hearing your name called. It's an amazing feeling.
Did you get a sense of what the Ducks liked about you when they talked to you at the combine?
I think they just like the style of play. A guy who can excel in a top six forward role or a bottom six forward role, which I think is important for any team.
And did they say anything to you when you got this coming down right now?
Just now, they just congratulated me, saying we got a camp in a week. We're gonna keep talking. They still got some work to do, so I mean, we'll be talking, I guess.
Can you talk about some of the players you grew up seeing and kind of patterning your game after?
A guy like Dustin Brown, for sure, is a guy who I kind of like to play with. Guy finishes all his checks, scores goals, team guy, good leader. So that's kind of a guy that I've always kind of tried to play like.
What about the other draft picks that the Ducks have? I mean, they've acquired three really top young talent. I mean, how about coming into the class with this group?
It's exciting. It's exciting knowing that you're going to a team that's looking to rebuild, that's looking towards a future. It's great.
Do you like to irritate or maybe get under the skin of?
Yeah, that's part of my game, kind of bugging the top guys on the other team and stuff like that. So I'm gonna keep playing like that.
Monty, talk about playing for Coach Cameron in Mississauga. You guys have a great defensive program there, and talk about how that's improved your game.
It's improved it a lot. Coming into the OHL, I was kind of playing for a team that defense was optional. So I mean, coming into Coach Cameron teaching me a two-way game, not cheating for offense through defense, and it's been working. So I mean, it's great. He's a great coach, and I have to thank him a lot.
Should you go back to Mississauga? I mean, you guys are close to the Memorial Cup, and that's going to be, you guys going to be in line to make it deeper in the playoffs. Just talk about what that would do for you down the line as well.
That's great. That's what you want to, you want to win in junior hockey, and I've already got a chance to win it. I haven't played a game yet this year, so. It's exciting. It's gonna make our team grow. It's gonna make me grow as well.
Where's defense optional?
I played for the junior Canadians, so we're a pretty stacked team. So I mean, defense wasn't really our thing.
Gotcha.
Have you been out to Southern California before?
No, I haven't actually.
What do you think of the area?
It's great. It's the weather's great, obviously. You know, the people are great. The whole scene is pretty great. I'm having a lot of fun.
How much have you been able to follow the Ducks?
I mean, at my house I have, you know, NHL Network, so whenever they're playing, I'm kind of watching them play. I like to watch a lot of games, so I'm watching everything, so, you know, I follow them a pretty good amount.
You stay up late enough to...
Yeah, a couple late nights for those games.
Who are the players other than Dustin Brown in the NHL right now that you like?
That I like?
Yeah.
Or, you know, guys like Patrick Kane, Sidney Crosby, all those kind of guys, those exciting guys who, you know, that make you want to watch the game all the time, those kind of players.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.